Fred Film Radio, Karlovivari International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Felipe Rios, presenting his film, The Man of the Future. Thank you very much for joining us.
Muchas gracias.
Would you be able to maybe introduce your film to our listeners before we start talking about it in more details?
Bueno, la película cuenta la historia de un camionero.
The film is telling a story of an old truck driver who is quite old now, and he has spent most of his life driving trucks in the Chilean Patagonia region. He is very ill. He is almost at the end of his life, and he is making his last trip. During this trip, he's trying to reconstruct everything that his life was, and specifically, he's trying to recover the relationship he had with his daughter that he hasn't seen, whom he hasn't seen for a long time. And from this point, he would like to make a journey, the first and the last journey together.
So exactly. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the importance of time in this film, because even though the title mentions the word future, it's also about the present and the past though, right?
Bueno, creo que la película habla sobre poder perdonar. Sobre lo difícil que es poder perdonar.
Well, I think that the film speaks about the ability to forgive and about how difficult it is to forgive someone. In order to do that, I think that you have to get over all the wounds and all the traumas that you got as a child. And the film is showing how important it is to heal these wounds in order to be able to move on, to construct your future. The film is showing that if these wounds can be causing that we get stuck in the past and we are not able to move on and construct our future life. And so specifically in The Man of the Future, we see the father who is very ill and who decides to find his daughter to recover something, to recover their relationship, but he doesn't have the tools necessary for connecting again with his daughter. And it is the daughter who is able to come closer to him and who is able to forgive him, and therefore she is able to move on, to build her own future, to become the person of the future. So for me, the man of the future, the man is actually the female character here, who is able to heal her wounds, heal her past, and create, now construct her future.
So you spoke about wounds, and obviously we actually see wounds on the bodies of both of these main characters. So I'm interested in this representation, a visual representation of themes. But because we're short on time, maybe I will ask you a more general question or more specific, depending on the perspective. Is there any similarities, or is there any reason why the female character is a boxer and the man is a truck driver? Is there a meaning there as well?
Creo que los oficios que tienen.
I believe that the professions that they do or the things they like is very closely related to their personalities, to their character, to the way they exist, their being, and to the emotions that they feel and that they are trying to liberate, to express. The fact that she is a boxer, in my opinion, shows very well the emotions emotions she is, all the things that she is carrying inside of herself, and she's trying to discharge somehow. She's somehow trying to get rid of them, to get rid of that rage that she is still carrying inside. And she's doing it via boxing. And he is a truck driver, which I think is a profession that keeps the guys very living a very lonely life, being very distant or very far away from the rest of the people. And this is something that I find very interesting. It reminds me a little bit to the personality of a seaman who is also spending a lot of time without their family, and they lose their ability to speak, to communicate. And I think that this is a very topical, a very contemporary problem, that nowadays this happens to many people, that they're kind of hide in their work. And despite the fact that we have many new technologies, many new possibilities to communicate, actually we communicate still less and less.
All right, well, thank you. That's all the time we have. Fantastic film. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.